Today's topic is bad social media and SEO. I want to tell you about Ray Skillman of Indianapolis, Indiana, and I want to give you a review on what they're doing. If you're marketing something online, give me a moment to show you how to screw it all up. Since a lot of people shudder at the idea of the sacrifices associated with marketing done well, I want to show you an example of how badly it can go wrong if you succumb to being short-sighted and misinformed. This exemplifies so much of what's wrong with today's internet and why Google keeps splitting skulls on worthless website owners. It shows a downward spiral of desperation of a car dealer and a trend that is so widely followed in other businesses that it relieves me of wondering why companies suffer from dwindling market share. This really should open your eyes if you're trying to take the quick and easy road to your SEO, that's search engine optimization, and social media marketing. If this example does not show the pitfalls of shortcuts and the benefits of playing by the rules, nothing will. I know that you will probably not finish reading this article or listening to this article, but then that's exactly the problem. Shortcuts are popular. I made an audio version just in case that will help. In this case, it involves a car dealership in Indianapolis, Indiana that operates by the name Ray Skillman. For all I know, this fella may be a delightful car dealer. He may even be the kind of guy I would personally like, enough to buy a whole fleet of cars. In fact, his story sounds really great, but it seems that this guy has a reckless streak of delegating his business future. On the surface, it appears that whomever is making their marketing decisions has chosen to believe an easy money approach to SEO and social media, or otherwise perhaps just wants to damage the company deliberately. My guess is that they simply believed a good pitch of SEO lies from a bad search engine optimizer instead of using due diligence. I could make guesses all day long, but I want to give you what I know about the Ray Skillman Auto Dealerships and help you to figure this one out. I previously wrote about the high level of absurdity of car dealers using social media, and it really is a worthwhile read. This Ray Skillman Auto Group seems to be trying to set the bar at an all new low. Low enough that it seems they are quickly dropping off the net, despite all of their frantic actions. Are they really dropping off the net? Well, based on statistical data, it appears that Ray Skillman Auto Group has messed up bad enough to get virtually slaughtered online. It was bad enough for it to hit my radar, and it gave me adequate material to send a warning slap. I will tell you why, but better yet, I will tell you just how badly they are ripping themselves a virtual new orifice when it comes to website traffic and future search engine rankings. It will be even more obvious as they endure the effects of Google's farmer update of February 2011, just in time for the industry's busy spring and summer sales seasons. Google's farmer update was designed to wipe out website farms, and this one will probably yield some pretty bad crops from Google. Before I show you the company's new orifice, let me explain that they seem to actually want to reach the auto buying market of the Indianapolis area. Although they are very misguided, I think they comprehend the importance of internet for their business, just like you do. In fact, it only took me a moment to find that they have a unique domain name for each of these entities as follows: Ray Skillman Ford, Ray Skillman Chevrolet, Ray Skillman Buick, Ray Skillman Northeast Buick GMC, Ray Skillman Buick GMC, Ray Skillman GMC, Ray Skillman Classic Cars, and it goes on and on. There's 21 of these domains that I've analyzed here. Is Ray Skillman playing too much defensive SEO? I understand the importance of defensive SEO. Heck, my examples in this area are the subject of case studies. Ranking for your own brand name in multiplicity is important. Nobody wants to become a Suture Express case. Yeah, Google Suture Express if you're not sure what I mean. The problem here is that it seems they are using frantic tactics for defense and abysmal strategy. There is little or no tangible value for the consumer being expressed in their visible efforts. Even their happy St. Patrick's Day update to the 55 fans of their Facebook page was just another sales pitch to chime in with, "It's going to be a beautiful day, ... a perfect day to come out and look around." They should really take the time to read this article about Facebook marketing titled Facebook Marketing, Pages, Customer Modeling, Promoting, and Awesomeness. It's some steps to Facebook marketing. Their Twitter usage is just as bad, too. They're still trying to use interruption marketing versus building equity in social media. So, Skillman, do you want me to have a happy holiday, or do you want me to come out and have a crappy time with a pushy car salesman? Don't tell me that your salesmen are not pushy either. When I get spammed by you from the Philippines, a logical assumption is that it is in your company culture. Skillman Auto Group and the Philippines? What, are you kidding? My introduction to Skillman was in a spammy comment on my blog. The comment originated in Makati, the Philippines. The commenter whipped out a blurb of horrible English to tout the value of social media for car dealers. They claimed to have shopped at the dealership in Indianapolis, Indiana, so I thought it was kind of a long trip from Makati, the Philippines, just to buy a car. Not only did they shop for a car thousands of miles away, they used a URL from Ray Skillman's website as their own URL in the commenter profile. They must be a big fan, right? Otherwise, the comment seems a bit fishy. Well, I guess maybe they swam from the Philippines to go car shopping, and they picked up a little fishiness along the way. Sure enough, I was right. That is a really long trip. I put a link to Google Maps on the blog post here so you can see for yourself. Look, if this guy is pulling in customers from clear across the Pacific Ocean to buy a car and use his website address when they comment on blog articles about car dealer social media marketing, more power to him. According to what I see from his dwindling SEO and social media results, this is likely not the case. Instead, it looks like a cheap and easy way to get penalized by Google and other search engines and to annoy people with more spam, as if we don't already have enough. Let's also not forget that a blog is social media, and social media is often very unkind to spammers. Here's a quote from Google Webmaster Central about using comment spam as a part of a strategy. Yes, this is actually in Google's words. Comment spammers are often trying to improve their site's organic search ranking by creating dubious inbound links to their site. Google has an understanding of the link graph of the web and has algorithmic ways of discovering those alterations and tackling them. I added a link on the blog to that full article, but as long as Skillman is actively offending people with their social media efforts with pitchy crap and spamming blog comments, there's no wonder why they're so busy playing defense with their SEO efforts. Ray Skillman Auto dealership websites are sinking in the Pacific. Let me share what I discovered when I looked at just a couple of third-party resources for Ray Skillman's dealership websites. I'll show you results from Alexa.com and WebsiteGrader.com. I chose these because they are well-known measures of websites and they're easy for people to understand the results. What does Alexa say about Ray Skillman dealerships? Alexa ranks websites according to their known popularity, and the smaller the number, the better. Google is number one, Facebook is number two, YouTube is number three, awebguy.com is somewhere in the 130,000s. Still top 45.45% most trafficked, and etc. Alexa is not perfect, but it is pretty compelling when you see the multiple of Skillman websites dropping in ranking by a million points or more over the past 30 days, and seven of them disappearing completely. This is a bad sign of doing something seriously wrong. I took an average of 21 of Ray Skillman Auto Group websites, and here's what I found. On a 90-day average of ranked domains, I found 9,498,928 average across 16 domains. Five of them weren't measurable. The best rank was 1.4 million, and the worst rank was 11,867,267. On a 30-day average, I saw an 8.4 million average across 13 domains. 12 of them were not even measurable. The best rank was 2,766,000. The worst rank was 21 million. So are they moving up or down? If you look again, you can see that on a 30-day basis, even their best individual ranking was worse by 1.2 million. Worse than that is the disappearing act of seven more domains. Yes, there were seven of them which dropped completely off the radar. I'd call it a game and throw in the towel before I threw another single dollar at the horrific tactics and utter lack of strategy that the SEO working for Ray Skillman Auto Group is using. My experience says that it will cost them many times whatever they are paying to the search engine optimizer. What does Website Grader say about Ray Skillman? Website Grader uses information about the website to assign a numeric grade. It is explained on their website as follows. The algorithm uses a proprietary blend of over 50 different variables, including search engine data, website structure, approximate traffic, site performance, and others. For the 21 Ray Skillman Auto Group websites that I checked on Website Grader, the results did not look so good. Of course, I'm a master of understatement. Fine, it looked like a murder scene, okay? Here's what I found from the 21 websites. Highest grade, 86. Lowest grade, 21. With an average combined grade of 64.6. These results are not just bad, but it shows a huge shortcut from trying to do things well. A website should really be ready before it's ever even marketed, even in spam. For comparison purpose, and of course never to brag, this blog has a ranking of 99.8. Ray Skillman can still win. With all these business entities operating under the Ray Skillman Auto Group umbrella, just consider this. If they could increase their profit from SEO and social media marketing by just $1,000 per company per month, it would add up to $252,000 per year. And $1,000 a month, that'd be pretty darn easy. Even with a low goal like that, they could expect a much greater increase in following years. That $252,000 per year could help them to afford a good SEO strategy and improved social media marketing reach and response rate. The trouble seems to be that they may not yet realize that a higher return on investment requires a responsible investment first. That, my friends, shows the difference between doing something and doing something well. Hey, rip me a new one if you like. My ears are wide open. I'm happy to hear from you on my blog comments. And just one more thing. Don't take this wrong because I love cars. I love them enough to drive them at over 200 miles per hour, race them at tracks all across America, and slap those who abuse them with terrible marketing short-sightedness. I've added some more links on this blog for related articles that you may find useful. Thanks for tuning in, and I will look forward to your comments. Have a great day.